I'm hearing some happening. Does your mouth tend to get sticky or dry when you get... Okay, I want you to write that down in your reflective journal. So we'll talk about what to do about that at the top of term two. For right now, in this performance, excellent story structure with the beginning, middle, and end. Very clear who, what, where. Well done. I do like this. I think you have a natural sort of comic timing. You have a sense of what is funny and how to lead up to that. So I really like the way this is written. Your clarity of thought is overall good, but every now and again it slides into adequate because you need more consonant work. You tend to drop your t-d endings, and you need to put those back because there are sometimes you're taking phrases and you're over-aligning them.
All right,
so instead of hearing something, for example, like fish and chips, I'm hearing
fish and chips.
And it's getting a little bit of a slushy. Mm-hmm. So I need you to put the consonants back in. Ownership of language is good. Ability to drive the thought is generally good, but it slides every now and again into adequate because you're bottoming out on pitch.
Okay.
Over the Christmas break, I would like you to try and do the optimum pitch exercise that is in the voice book packet.
Okay.
I think you have a tendency to, when you perform, speak at the very bottom of your pitch range. When you offer peer feedback in class and I hear your voice, it's much more lively. It has much more color. There's lots of pitch variation. But for some reason, when you're in performance, you go down as though this sound is, you know, more
manly.
Of a performance voice. But it actually, it makes your voice sound monotone because there isn't as much pitch variation.
Okay.
It's less interesting to listen to it. Actually, so I want to set that up also as an objective for the top of term two, to let's see if we can't place your starting pitch higher so you have more of an expressive range for it. For your lifting images off the page, I think it's good. Sometimes you get too fast. Obviously, I didn't carry on. But and so that image slips by me. I can still hear it, but, I mean, there is a little bit of a clarity issue here. I can still hear what the words are. But it's more my concern with how fast it goes in terms of my being able to pick up the image. So I loved seeing the little boy in the pew with the finger going around. But at the end, I lost that image, and I couldn't quite...
It just goes too quick.
And I think... You're too much in a hurry in your writing as well to just sort of wrap it up. Let's finish it off. And I hear that in your voice. Okay, well, let's wrap it up. Obviously, I didn't carry on going back to church, waving my finger around. However, I still have to keep going. But I thought, this isn't sort of, oh, by the way, this is your ending. So really vocally perform it. Really tuck into that language. Really lift that image for us. Do you have any questions for me?
What was the timing of it?
It was 2:33.
Not bad.
Is it faster than usual?
Usually when I do it, it's around 2:40, 2:45. So.
That may be nerves.
Yeah.
And I did notice that there were moments when it was too fast.
That I couldn't catch up with myself.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There you go.
Thank you very much.